Members of Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador, they actually say they're feeling more optimistic after the speech. It laid out government's plans with added support measures promised for some of the hardest hit businesses. Here's some of what Governor General Julie Payette had to say.
Canadians should not have to choose between health and their job, just like Canadians should not have to take on debt that their government can better shoulder. People losing their jobs is perhaps the clearest consequence of the global economic shock that Canadians, like those in other countries, have faced. The CERB helped people stay healthy at home while being able to keep food on the table. The CEWS helped people keep their jobs or be rehired if they had been laid off. But there is still more to be done. Unemployment is in the double digits, and underemployment is high. Women, racialized Canadians, and young people have borne the brunt of job losses. Canadians need good jobs that they can rely on. To help make that happen, the government will launch a campaign to create over 1 million jobs, restoring employment to previous levels. This will be done by using a range of tools, including direct investments in the social sector and infrastructure, immediate training to quickly skill up workers, and incentives for employers to hire and retain workers. One way the government will create these jobs is by extending the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy right through the next summer. The government will work with businesses and labor to ensure the program meets the needs of the health and economic situation as it evolves.
And that is Governor General of Canada, Julie Payette, speaking from the throne yesterday. Steve Dente is the chair of Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador, and he joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Dente.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What's your reaction to the speech yesterday?
We're cautiously optimistic about the priorities that are planned and were announced in the throne speech. I mean, I don't think it's any secret that our industry was disproportionately affected, by COVID. I think the biggest thing was, we spent the last number of months trying to engage government and let them see the seriousness and the real trouble that businesses are facing in our industry. Yesterday's speech was an acknowledgement of that, of tourism's importance to the economy on a federal level, and that there seem to be some programs that might assist our industry coming forward. Obviously, we're just getting that from last night. I think the details will really tell the tale, but we're cautiously optimistic that there was some acknowledgement of tourism and hospitality, and there hopefully will be some measures to help operators in this province.
Yeah, there was a lot of ground covered in the speech yesterday, and we don't typically see a lot of detail, but how crucial is it for operators to hear these kinds of assurances from the federal level?
Well, the one thing every business person that I spoke to, almost everyone this summer said without the wage subsidy, they would probably be closed. So, one of our key asks, along with our federal partners, the TIAC and Hotel Association of Canada, Restaurants Association of Canada, the Indigenous Tourism Association of Canada, everyone has formed a coalition of hardest hit businesses in Canada. And one of those critical asks has been an extension of the emergency wage subsidy. So to hear that, and again, we'll see what the details show, but to hear that extension through the summer of 2021 is massively important. There's also some discussion of investment in liquidity measures, including the emergency business account, improved access to business credit availability. But really, what I'm hopeful, and again, the details should come. They did mention there'd be further support for industries that have been hardest hit, including travel, tourism, hospitality, and cultural industries like performing arts. I really hope that that's meaningful. I really hope that those future announcements have some meaningful support for an industry that's been crushed in the last several months.
Yeah, what does it mean for the people you represent to see the wage subsidy extended like that?
I think that's on both levels. For employers, I think that gives some comfort that one major operating cost might have some assistance. It doesn't fix mortgages and rent and insurance and utilities. But wages obviously being one major operating cost, if this program is funded at the level that it has been, which we hope it will be through 2021 and is commensurate with revenue loss, hopefully that helps cover that operating cost. On the other side, I'm sure there are employees of businesses in this industry who watched this last night who said, that may give me a chance to stay working. And I think that that's probably best for our industry, best for the economy, that we can provide a forum for people to work, to keep businesses open, rather than see more closures and the devastating numbers we see in unemployment.
And Mr. Denti, we're coming up on our 7:30 news, but was there anywhere where the address fell short in your eyes?
We talked about detail and everything. You know, we're trying to remain optimistic. Unfortunately, some of the news coming out of our province this last week has sucked the optimism out of what has been a resilient industry. I think these measures, if they're legitimate and substantial, give our operators a fighting chance to survive. We now need to send the signal to the rest of the country that we're going to be open for business in the future. And, you know, we're working through that with our provincial government. And, you know, again, health and safety has been our number one priority. But recovery is on the agenda right now. I hope that these measures speak to recovery. But opening to the rest of Canada is going to be an important measure for recovery as well.
Yeah, all eyes on recovery. Steve Denti, thank you so much for joining the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.